good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And that Beethoven was just a preview of what you're going to hear Monday night with the Sitka Youth Orchestra in the studio. Jan Lovett, the director of the orchestra, also Savas Matiatos, who is one of the performers, the artists, the students, and Iridian Lindberg. Is also another one of the students. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. It was nice to see you smile when you turned on the Beethoven.
Well, who would not smile?
Absolutely. It's a joyous piece.
It really is. And it's a joyous occasion for you, Jan, because this will mark 15 years of the Sitka Youth Orchestra.
Who knew?
When you started out,
yes. Who knew?
Can we do a little bit of backstory about the orchestra?
Sure.
When did it start and why did it start?
So you have to do the math. So it was like, what, 2001? I was doing the community band at the time, and Barbara Rochelow was doing her Suzuki strings, and we did a combined concert, and we looked at all those string players who had no orchestra to play in town, and we just looked at each other and said, what would you think if we started a youth orchestra? And we thought about it for about, 60 seconds. And the next year, we indeed had a youth orchestra on the stage. And we weren't able to do very much music yet because we were very young and very new. So we shared a concert with the community band. And it took a few years before we kind of could build up our chops and our numbers in the orchestra to be able to hold a program on our own. So that's kind of the backstory. It's just that it was like, wow, because there is no orchestra in the schools here.
And so you decided to create this. You didn't know if it would extend beyond 1 year.
I had no idea that we would be celebrating 15.
15 years. And so how has it changed? You've got your chops now.
We have more and more kids. We started out with about almost 50-50 because I pretty much put the screws to every adult musician I knew to help us that first year to fill in the blanks. And we have more and more kids every year who are part of the orchestra. The adults are less and less. And most of them are parents of kids in the orchestra, so it's something they get to do together. Although some of the boys coming in with their moms or dads, you wouldn't know that they're really together because they hit that teenage stage. But it is just fun watching kids and grown-ups. I had a grown-up ask me last week at rehearsal, is the music easier this year? And I said, no, it's about the same. And she gave me a high five. She says, I am getting better.
So it is worth noting that this is the youth orchestra and it's for youth of all ages.
All ages. Normally in a youth orchestra in bigger communities, you age out at about 22, 23. And we just sort of forgot to put that top cap on.
Well, Iridian and Savas, you are both in the youth orchestra. Iridian, this your first year?
Yeah.
It's your first year. And how are you feeling about the upcoming performance on Monday?
A little nervous, but it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And you play the clarinet?
Yeah.
Okay. So what compelled you to join the orchestra this year?
Mr. Kernian told me about it, and it just sounded like something that'd be fun and sounded a little hard. And so I figured I'd try something new.
It sounds like you were looking for something a little hard.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
And how long have you been playing clarinet?
Since the fifth grade, so about 4 years.
And you were looking for something a little more challenging, maybe to expand your repertoire a bit?
Yeah.
And you have a big smile. How has it been so far, your experience?
It's been really fun.
Yeah? What's fun about it?
Pretty much everything.
Tell me about one of your favorite pieces that you're going to perform on Monday.
I can't really decide. They're all really good.
Well, we just heard the Beethoven Symphony No. 5, the Allegro. And for the Allegro, tell me a little bit about your part.
Mostly the clarinets do something in the background, but it's actually really fun.
Really?
Yeah, because there's two parts, and one part is higher and is more like the melody, so.
And are you following the melody more? Are you
that part? Depends on who's there, because there aren't very many clarinets there.
There's just three clarinets. And what Iridian's trying to tell you is that, you know, when they're in middle school band, pretty much they have a clarinet part, and they'll be, I don't know, 20 or 30 clarinets in the band all playing that clarinet part. So you don't have very much responsibility to actually get it right. But when you get to orchestra, there's one on a part when you get into the winds and the brass. So if you don't play your part, I stop rehearsal and say, hey, who's got these notes at? And the little hands will very quietly go up. And so that's probably one of the bigger adjustments, is like learning to play independently within a group.
That's one of the challenges that you were seeking.
Yeah.
Well, Savas, this is what, your fourth year?
Third year.
Your third year.
Yeah.
What do you play?
In orchestra, I play the double bass. So, you know, I'm the lowest string instrument.
The lowest stringed instrument. What mm-hmm. keeps you coming back?
Well, I really enjoy music. That's what I planned on doing after high school. And orchestra is a way to, it's a different style of music because I'm used to playing like jazz and rock, but orchestra's there for me to play something different. I mean, I'm not classically trained as a bass player. I just started learning how to use a bow last year probably. But, you know, orchestra's just really fun.
You know what's really interesting? So I hear both you, Savas, and you, Iridian, talking about how the fact that youth orchestra is, you know, you're building up your chops, just like Jan and Barbara had to do all those years ago mm-hmm. when they started out.
Yep. Yep. It always, I know they're not saying it's fun because I'm sitting right next to them, but it is amazing. We have 40-some people that show up Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for 2 hours for 9 or 10 weeks. That's it. That's all our orchestra season is. And everybody comes in the door cheerful. I'm cheerful. I've never once woken up and gone, oh, orchestra. It's like, oh, it's Saturday. So we all go get our orchestra geek on. It is just fun.
Well, Jan, can you tell us a bit about the pieces folks will hear Monday night?
Well, you'll hear the Beethoven that you started with. That's the last movement of Beethoven's famous Fifth Symphony. So you're not going to hear the bum, 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 bum. This is the last movement of that symphony, and it is just joyful. We're playing a little Baroque piece, a three-movement Baroque piece. We're doing two pieces from the Peer Gynt Suite. We're doing one piece for just the strings that's Ace's Death, which is just so, I don't know, how would you guys describe that piece?
Well, it has to do, it's really melancholy, you know, it's just...
Somebody died. It's,
yeah.
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 It's really,
it's not just supposed to be upbeat.
No, and there's just some gorgeous, gorgeous harmonies. Then we're doing In the Hall of the Mountain King. And then we have a little section where we have seniors performing something special. I have 10 seniors in the orchestra this year, and I always give them the opportunity, if they want to do something extra, they can. And so we have two sets of duets, and then we have a solo with string accompaniment, which is just Christine Bond's doing a saxophone solo with just the strings, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. Misha Becaris and James Moreland are playing a marimba xylophone duet that brought down the house on Wednesday night at the Little Chamber concert. And, Kasia Whitmill and Neil Little are doing a trumpet duet. So we've got those guys kind of doing their little thing. And then we're doing the Mendelssohn Reformation, which is based on A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And it's a massive piece of music, and the orchestra pulled it off. It was like, okay, kids, this is the one. Is it in or out? And it was like in all the way. They were all the way in. And so we have worked extremely hard on that piece. And then we'll finish it off with a little Tchaikovsky and then a Strauss polka that is just a hoot.
Well, you know, it's a very, very diverse lineup.
It is. I try to find things that will allow the kids to experience different types of articulation, different eras of music, something different all the way along the way, so that everybody kind of stretches, gets a challenge, and from different periods. So yeah, there's something for everybody, and I will apologize in advance if you go out whistling any of the tunes.
Iridian, this is going to end for you for this year, at least on Monday. When you look back at your experience, what's one big lesson you'll take away?
I don't think there's just one, because there's a lot of stuff I've learned at orchestra. Because I learned a lot of new things about music that I didn't even know existed in Blatchley.
So do you feel like you've become more hungry to learn more through this experience?
Yeah.
You have a huge smile on your face. I just need to mention that right now. And Savas, how has this experience with the youth orchestra prepared you for your future in music?
It's given me another outlet for playing. I mean, I think, hopefully, I can play orchestra music to some degree of, you know, actually being able to play it. And that just gives me another way to perform. And that's, you know, I just want to perform music.
Well, thank you, all of you, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning. And we hope to see everybody at the concert.
The Sitka Youth Orchestra is holding their 15th concert on Monday, March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.